welcome to another episode of the XFEP podcast. This is your host, David Peralti, and it is April 30th, 2008. So some of you are probably wondering, hey, where was the podcast yesterday? This podcast is supposed to be a Monday through Thursday podcast, and I wasn't able to publish an episode yesterday, and there's two reasons behind that. Number one, I wanted to see a movie at the drive-in theater now that it's open, so I left for a while to go do that. And number two, I was working really hard on the new Grand Effect design. The design has been coded up and is pretty much ready to go live tomorrow. That'll be May 1st, 2008. And I hope that you'll all kind of, kick the tires a bit, tell me what you think, and help me make it the best design it can be. We're actually thinking about opening up some spots for some new members in the Grand Effect Network. And so I thought I'd talk a little bit about that kind of stuff today. So first off, there are currently six sites in Grand Effect, and they're either stars in their own right, or they're quickly rising in the blogosphere to become stars, and I'm really, really impressed with Sarah Perez and the members that she's brought together. You know, my place in Grand Effect is I'm kind of like a co-founder. I came up with the name, I had the domain name, came up with the logo, the design, coded it into WordPress, also did the WordPress plugin that shows the Grand Effect Network members at the top of every Grand Effect site. So, you know, I'm kind of the coding monkey of the network. And, it's really interesting, but it is definitely time-consuming, and it kind of took up most of my day yesterday. Also, I've been wrapping up a bunch of other projects to try to get myself having a little more time to work on XFEP and Grand Effect and other such things. Because over the next couple of years, I'd like to continue to expand my brand through podcasting, video casting, blogging, and networking with other great bloggers. So I've been really fortunate in the last couple of years, and hopefully I'll be even more so this year and the next year. So the biggest issue that I had working on the new site is that the current design was ugly, and I am not a designer. I don't have money to hire a designer, so I had to do the best that I could. I knew that I wanted to run the site using WordPress, because I really know the software, I know how to manipulate it, I know which plugins I like to use. So I already had that as a basis, and that made it really easy to kind of see in my mind what kind of features there is going to be and how I'm going to manage those features. The big issue I had was trying to come up with a color scheme that worked with the logo that I already chose. I didn't want to change the logo again. I also wanted to make sure that it looked a little more modern, a little cleaner, a little more pizzazz in the design. And I think I met all of those goals. I can't say that it's as amazing as the new 9rules.com design. Mike Rundle and Time White and Paul Scrivens did a great job on that. But, I think it's a huge improvement over what we had previously. And I think it'll allow me to really concentrate on building up some content on that site in order to promote the whole network much, much better than we were before. The next big thing now, once we get this site live, will be to maybe round out the membership to get a few new members in there, and then work on the advertising program. And I also want to spend some time helping out members of Grand Effect with their WordPress problems, theming problems, search engine optimization, and pretty much any other skill that I have that I can help them build their blog into something even better. Because how that reflects on me is it makes it so that my job selling advertisements actually becomes easier the better their blog is. So, you know, it's kind of a win-win there, because if we can secure big advertisers, you know, the share that I get for XFEP will be greatly improved versus getting some crummy advertisers that can't unfortunately give us the kind of revenues that we're looking for. So the question that I've been getting pretty often is it worth it to join a content network, basically, or a network like 9rules, because they're having another round soon? Or is it worth trying to apply to Grand Effect or another similar network? And to be honest, I have to say yes. I've been getting a fair bit of traffic from some of the other members, and I hope that they are getting some traffic from me. And I find being able to talk to these people and network with these people that I might not have known otherwise is really interesting. It's kind of fun, and I get to learn some new things and help some new people, and they help me. And there's something about having a community around a brand that is just, you know, a lot of fun, especially in the blogosphere. So if you're thinking about starting a network or joining a network, I definitely recommend it. Give it some thought, plan it out really well, find a good designer if you can. It really helps build a brand around what you're trying to build a brand around. So don't be like me and try to do it all yourself, because it definitely takes up a lot of time, and then you can't necessarily do the things that you want to do. Hopefully I'll have another podcast ready for tomorrow, May 1st, 2008. And I wanted to thank you all for listening again. I have been watching how many people are playing the podcast, and it's been going up. So, you know, kudos to everyone that listens. I would love to get some feedback, though. Let me know if you think the podcast is too short. Let me know if you have any questions that you want me to answer. Just jump on over to xfep.com/contact and give me your thoughts there, because I'm really interested to hear what you guys think of the podcast and what kind of direction you would like to see it go in. I'm also thinking about adding a video cast, which would be a once a week thing, maybe every Thursday or something along those lines. Just the kind of stuff that I'm doing, where I'm heading. A lot like what Mark from 45n5.com is doing. So if you've checked out 45n5.com and his daily videos, I'm thinking about maybe doing something along those lines once a week. Although I'm not sure any of you really want to see my ugly mug, so let me know.